November 18th. I arrived at school an hour early today to put up my audition posters for my band. I also got permission from the office to use the band room after school tomorrow. I know this is last minute, but all I really need is for 3 or 4 people to show up. Although it was still fairly early in the morning, at least a half dozen groups were already practicing in various locations throughout the school. The CCPs in the cafeteria were blasting their music so loudly I could barely hear myself think. I peeked in and saw Chloe and Zoe dancing and flirting with Jason and Ryan. My BFFs looked so happy. There was no doubt in my mind that they'd enjoy dancing with Jason and Ryan more than being in my ragtag band. I planned to tell them in the library today that I'd changed my mind about being in the talent show. I was sure they'd understand. As soon as I got done with my posters, I rushed to class early to try to finish up some homework that I hadn't been able to complete over the weekend. I can't believe how much homework they give you in middle school. There's just no way you can get all of it done. The last thing I needed was an incomplete, so I decided to come up with a really good excuse so my teacher would give me extra time to finish my assignment. For some reason, teachers tend to believe stories that are really super creative, no matter how crazy or far-fetched. That's when I came up with the brilliant idea for a handy-dandy manual called The Student Handbook of Homework Excuses for Lazy Dummies. I don't think there's anything like this on the market. So I decided to write down all the best excuses I've used over the years and place them in a simple form. And once I've collected enough of them, I plan to publish them as a book that could possibly become an overnight bestseller for students around the world. From Your Name, regarding issue with my school assignment. Dear Name of Teacher, you probably won't believe this, but my spoiled sister, my bratty brother, my paranoid uncle, my senile neighbor lady, has a pet, snake named Hubert, monkey named Rocky, vampire bat named Jean-Claude, unicorn named Buttercup, that unfortunately got really frightened, angry, confused, sick, and unexpectedly projectile vomited on, had babies on, had a heart attack and died on, had a really bad nosebleed on. My math problems, assignment, project, report, homework, fill in the blank. When I realized I would not be turning this into you on time, I became gravely depressed and suffered uncontrollable sobbing, flatulence, hiccups, laughter. I am truly very sorry for any inconvenience this may have caused. I assure you it will not happen again, ever, until my next homework assignment is due, until the cow jumps over the moon, until the next exciting episode of America's Next Top Model, and if you believe this, I'd like to sell you some swampland in Florida. Hey, maybe I could use the money from this book to pay my tuition. So today in biology, Brandon was staring at me. It wasn't like I was staring at him the entire hour or anything. I'm just very observant and happened to notice it. I almost fell out of my chair when he leaned over and whispered, "Are you okay, Nikki? You look kind of down today." But since talking to him would make me feel even more heartbroken than I already was, I just nodded and kept right on working on our human brain assignment. Unlike Mackenzie, that girl would not shut up the entire hour. OMG! She babbled nonstop to Brandon about her new lip gloss flavors and Max Maniacs, all while making goo-goo eyes at him. While observing Mackenzie's behavior, I prepared a lab report supporting my new hypothesis on intelligence and nutrition. It is actually humanly possible to have the IQ of a toaster pastry and still function in society. Anyway, after class was over, Brandon didn't try to talk to me again or anything. He just looked at me, shrugged, and walked away with this perplexed look on his face. It's almost like he has no idea whatsoever why I'm acting the way I am. Which is ironic, because he is the reason I'm a total psycho. How can he not know how I feel? But What if he doesn't? What if he thinks I'm just being mean for no reason? When I actually like him a lot, I think. Why am I so confused?